It's Chacon Stewart. We're following for you today on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, cloudy with some rain today, more like showers, 45 to 50. On Friday, windy with snow or a wintry mix late in the 30s. And Saturday, cloudy, windy, periods of snow and a wintry mix fading away, mid-30s. We'll check the details in just a few minutes. A bill to restore the original name, supported by a petition with more than 260,000 signatures, has been set for 2 years to change the Mario Cuomo Bridge back to the Tappan Zee Bridge, but it was recently revived and stands a better shot this session, with a Democratic senator taking up the cause in the Democratic majority legislature and Governor Kathy Hochul wielding the pen to sign or veto it instead of her predecessor, Andrew Cuomo. A two-story building at the former Brody Ski Area in Massachusetts was destroyed Wednesday morning in a fire. Investigators are calling that suspicious. Why? Quote, it's a suspicious fire at this time, according to New Ashford Volunteer Fire Chief Frank Speth, because there's no power to the building, end quote. Well, the Sharon Playhouse is seeking to fill some positions for its 2023 season, which runs May 8th through October 22nd. Technical director, program props manager, production carpenter, production electrician, a stage manager, also assistant stage managers, audio engineers, follow spot operator, costume shop stitchers, scenic artists, youth theater costumes director, youth theater stage manager, a house manager, box office staff, bar manager, parking lot manager. If you're interested in any of those positions, SharonPlayhouse.org. The Amenia Town Board Workshop meeting and public hearing will be held tonight at Town Hall at 7 p.m., an executive session at 6:30 for interviews and appointment of a particular person. The Congregational Church in Salisbury presenting its monthly midday music and meditation. That comes up Friday from 12 until 12:30 in Main Street in Salisbury. The doors open at 11:30. First come, first serve. March 3rd from 5 till 7, Noble Horizons welcomes community members to its opening reception for four artists anticipating spring, a new exhibit and sale, saluting the joys of the new season. The show features a variety of multimedia images interpreting the traditional and cherished harbingers of spring. On Friday at 7 p.m., First Congregational Church of Sheffield welcomes Anne Elizabeth Barnes and Company for a night of narrative, song, and visuals exploring composer and Sheffield native George F. Root. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a daily menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,661.84, the S&P 500 at 3951.39, and the NASDAQ at 11,379.48. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.